Good morning. Today we have a somewhat unique question, and that is, are you allowed to throw food? And we'll talk about food in general, and then we'll talk specifically about bread and the hamotzi bread, the lechem mishnah bread that we use at our Shabbos table. When you cut it, are you allowed to send that around by throwing it, or does it have to be passed properly with more refinement? So we're going to start at the beginning, the concept. Not throwing food is a Gemara in Brachos, Daf Nun Amud Beis, Ein Zorkin, Es HaOchlin. We don't throw food. However, qualifies the Gemara that is talking about when that food can get ruined by virtue of its being thrown. So that's indeed what Rashi says. Dahainu shemit mayach bizrikaso kegon te'enim, things that can get ruined, it could get squashed and the like. For example, if you have cooked figs nowadays, we would say cooked apples or something like that. Or if you throw strawberries and the like, that is the problem because we're concerned about ruining the food. It's not specifically no food can be thrown, but when you throw a food that can get ruined when it is thrown, indeed that is prohibited, and that is brought lahalacha in the Tur and the Shulchan Aruch. So that's the high-level concept. If it won't get ruined, meikar din, it can be thrown. If it's not going to get ruined, that is, if it's not going to get ruined, it can meikar din be thrown. However, it will get ruined, then it cannot be thrown. Now, when it comes to bread, a number of poskim say that there's a different analysis. When it comes to bread, there's a special chashivus, there's a special significance when it comes to bread, and accordingly, it cannot be thrown even if it will not be ruined. Again, when it comes to bread, it cannot be thrown even if it will not get ruined. For example, you throw it onto a place that is clean, you're going to throw it to the other side of the table, it will land on the table. That is still problematic, as it says in the Sefer Eitz Hasadah, Shebizrika Atzma Yesh Mishum Zilzul Lepas. Just by virtue of throwing it, that is a disgrace to the pas, that is a disgrace to the bread, because it looks like this is bezuya beinav. This is something that's not significant, something that's disgraceful. Unimportant to me, bezuya really means lowly to me. I'm just throwing it away as if it's nothing to me. That is a disgrace to the bread. So there we have it on a high level. Throwing of foods is okay, as long as it's not going to get ruined. So if it's the type of food that will get ruined when it's thrown, that can't be done. But otherwise, it can be, you can throw a cracker to somebody and that would be acceptable. However, when it comes to bread, well, maybe cracker is not the best example because maybe we put that in the bread category. But to throw a carrot to somebody would be acceptable. But to throw bread, that would not be acceptable according to the sheet, to the main sheet that we're bringing down right now, because bread is on a higher level of significance and status, and that would be a disgrace to the bread. In fact, the Chida says as follows, Asr lizra pas gam beofen sheinani meses al yidei azrikas. The Chida says what we just said before, that you can't throw bread even if it's not going to get ruined. Throwing of the bread is something that should not be done. The Yafil Alev explains, ki hu mushba yidei ashchina. The bread is something that has a special influence from a Kadosh Baruch Hu, has a connection. This is our main sustenance. And Rev Eliashiv says as follows, the Isur Zrikas Hapas hu gam kishiyatufa besakis nylon. This has nothing to do with its getting ruined or anything like that. Even if it's still in its plastic bag, it doesn't matter. It's double bagged, triple bagged, it doesn't matter. Rabbi Eliashiv doesn't say that, but I think that's what the concept is. He talks about one single wrapping of it. Even if it's wrapped, it doesn't matter. Throwing the bread is disgraceful. So that's the primary view, it happens to be, that there are a number of opinions that dissent with this. Rav Haigon, Rabbeinu Yonah, the Rif, the Bahag, etc., Rishonim and Achronim, they are of the view that bread is no different from other food. If it will get ruined, you can't throw it. But if it will not get ruined, then there is not a problem throwing even bread. So they group all foods together, saying that if you'll ruin it, it's a problem. But if you're not going to ruin it, even bread can be thrown. Now, going in the main ruling that bread cannot be thrown, it's disgraceful. Let's talk about the concept of throwing the hamotzi bread. Shabbos and Yontov, I remember the first time I saw this, I was by a friend for Shabbos, and his father threw the bread across the table, had very accurate aim, but I never saw somebody throwing bread. Certainly, the mitzvah bread of hamotzi bread. So the Sefer Eitz Hasadah says as follows, Habotzei ala pas bebirkas hamotzi. Somebody who's cutting the bread, saying the bracha, hamotzi lechem min haaretz lechem mishnah, has to be makpid to not throw the bread. in front of those who are eating at the table, but rather place it in front of each person. Don't throw it, place it, or put it on the bread tray and pass it around. And he brings effectively three reasons why not to throw the bread of a motzi. The first one we talked about already, kevan sha'asr lizra pas afilu kishe'ena nimneses la'yidei azrika. Number one is you can't throw bread, period. Even if it's not going to get ruined, we don't throw bread. That is number one. Number two is specific to the mitzvah that we are doing right now, lechem mishnah, because by throwing the bread that we are using for lechem mishnah, that is a bizayon. Now we're not talking about a bizayon, a disgrace for the bread. It's a bizayon for the mitzvah that we're doing. So that is rationale number two. Then rationale number three, v'gam ein se kavod lemekabel haprusa sheitnu lo derech shrik. It's also not a cover for the recipient of the bread that we are throwing the bread at them. That is not the proper thing to do. Having said all of that, there is also a dissenting view that is lenient when it comes to throwing even the hamotzi bread. And why would that be? So we're going to bring two different rationales for this. The second one is going to be more simpler to understand. The first one is going to be a little bit more difficult, or maybe a lot more difficult to understand. So in the Minhage HaKsav Sofer, he says as follows, about the Ksav Sofer, the Achor Shayam Mivarak V'Shabbos V'Yom Tov Alechem Mishnah, after the bracha was said by the Ksav Sofer on the hamotzi bread, he indeed would throw it to the people who were sitting around the bread. He, the Ksav Sofer himself, would throw the bread. Why would he do that? So the son of the Ksav Sofer wrote in his Tshuva Sefer, Chisoris Tshuva, that the rationale was as follows. It's going to start simple and then it's going to get a little complicated. When we sit at our tables, nowadays we don't have the altar in the Beis HaMikdash, the altar that was the Mizbeach, and we bring the Karbonos on the altar. That we don't have nowadays. So in place of that, we have our tables. And our eating is the bringing of the Karbonos. So when we eat at our table, that is the bringing of the Karbonos. Now, know what we're eating. There are two classifications of Karbonos. One is called Kodshei Kalim, and one is called Kodshei Kodashim. Kodshei Kodashim is on a higher level. Kodshei Kalim is on a lower level. Kodshei Kodashim, Kohanim could eat certain ones of certain pieces of it, parts of it. Kodshei Kalim, generally other people, non-Kohanim, could eat as well. And it goes as follows. When it comes to Inkein Masha Balim Ochlin Ukein Kodshei Kalim, what we eat is like the Kodshei Kalim. You're allowed to eat the Kodshei Kalim. And the Motzi, Hamotzi, is the Emurim, which is Chelek Avoaz. We're eating the Kodshei Kalim, but the Hamotzi, the mitzvah bread, that is the Emurim. Those are the innards of the Korban, that even if it's Kodshei Kalim, that was given to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That was, in other words, it was burnt on the Mizbeach, was built on the altar. And that, how did it get onto the altar? And we're saying our bread, the Hamotzi bread, is like the Emurim, the innards that were burned on the altar, on the Mizbeach. It was not placed on the altar, but it was thrown on the altar. That was the mitzvah, is to do zrika, to throw those emurim onto the altar. So accordingly, what we do is the same. When we do, because we have the ketorah, the haktara, when we are bringing that emurim, which is our mitzvah bread, just like the emurim would be thrown on the mizbeach, so too what we do is we throw the bread one to the other. V'ilubas adarab, it's not the zilzu at all, but rather on the other hand, bekach kvodo, this is the kavod to the bread, kamos rikas emurim the mizbech, just like we throw the emurim onto the mizbech, that's the kavod of the emurim, that they would be thrown and to be burnt on the mizbech, so too it's the kavod of the bread that reflects the emurim, that we would throw it one to another. So it's not a disgrace, but it is a kavod in this context. That is the more complicated way to understand how it would be permitted, how we can be lenient to throw the motzi bread, the hamotzi bread, on Shabbos in Yantav. Rev Eliashiv brought a different explanation. He says as follows, the tama heter srikas prusas hamotzi, what's the heter to throw the hamotzi bread? Zehu mishum sha iser, the prohibition, we have to look at the understanding, why is it prohibited to throw bread? And he says the prohibition to throw bread is only kisharosa letzalka mimakom zeh, when I want to get rid of this bread. I throw it away from me. So when I throw it, that is a bizayon, that is a disgrace to the bread. However, when I am throwing the hamotzi bread, it's not that I want to get rid of it, it's that I want to deliver it to somebody else. I want somebody to have it. And accordingly, this is not a disgrace to the bread. It's not that I want to zorek it, I want to get rid of it, away from me this bread. but rather it's being delivered somebody to do the mitzvah of a motzi, and accordingly, although typically the default would be it's prohibited to throw bread, but here when it comes to the hamotzi, I'm not throwing it away as a disgrace, but I am throwing it, I'm giving it to somebody, delivering it to somebody to do the mitzvah, and accordingly, based on Rabbi Elashiv's view, that would indeed be permitted. Thanks so much for listening. Have a wonderful day.